Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to our Savior Lutheran Church Sunday morning worship service. Worship liturgy for August 28th, 2022, time after Pentecost, lectionary 22. Our Sunday service here in person is at 10 a.m., and our radio broadcast will be at 11 a.m. on WPHM 1380 a.m. Live service podcasts and recordings are available at www.wphm.net/podcast/Our Savior Lutheran Church. Today's radio broadcast is sponsored by Mary Patterson in memory of Lois Langhoff's sister, Ardith Wilson. Welcome our worship leader today, Pastor Charlie Martin. I will be assisting pastor. I am Judy Quater, and our sound tech today is Denver DeTerry. Invited and inviting, that is the nature of the church. By God's grace and holy baptism, we have a place at Christ's banquet table, when, by the power of that same spirit, humility and mutual love continue among us, the church can be more inviting still. Our gathering hymn, Christ, Whose Glory Fills the Skies, by St. Michael's Singers.
Please rise as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose steadfast love endures forever. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not followed your path, but have chosen our own way. Instead of putting others before ourselves, we long to take the best seats at the table. When met by those in need, we have too often passed by on the other side. Set us again on the path of life. Save us from ourselves and free us to love our neighbors. Amen. Hear the good news. God does not deal with us according to our sins, but delights in granting pardon and mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. You are free to love as God loves. Amen. Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, you resist those who are proud and give grace to those who are humble. Give us the humility of your Son, that we may embody the generosity of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated for the hymn of praise, which is God Who Stretched the Spangled Heavens.
God who stretched the spangled heavens, infinite in time and place, flung the suns in burning radiance through the silent fields of space. We, your children, in your likeness, share inventive powers with you. Great Creator, still creating, show us what we yet may do. We have ventured worlds undreamed of since the childhood of our race, known the ecstasy of winning through untraveled realms of space, probe the secrets of the atom, yielding unimagined power, facing us with life's destruction or our most triumphant hour. As each far horizon beckons, may it challenge us anew. Children of creative purpose, serving others, honoring you, may our dreams prove rich with promise, each endeavor well begun. Great Creator, give us guidance till our goals and yours are one.
Our first reading today is from Jeremiah chapter 2, verses 4 through 13. God, who has been faithful in leading Israel through the wilderness into a good land, calls upon the heavens to witness the incredible foolishness of a people who, under the flawed leadership of priests, rulers, and prophets, willingly abandon God's life-giving water for leaky cisterns. The reading begins. Hear the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, what wrong did your ancestors find in me that they went far from me and went after worthless things and became worthless themselves? They did not say, where is the Lord who brought us up from the land of Egypt, who led us in the wilderness, in a land of deserts and pits, in a land of drought and deep darkness, in a land that no one passes through, where no one lives? I brought you into a plentiful land to eat its fruits and its good things. But when you entered, you defiled my land and made my heritage an abomination. The priests did not say, where is the Lord? Those who handle the law did not know me. The rulers transgressed against me. The prophets prophesied by Baal and went after things that do not profit. Therefore, once more I accuse you, says the Lord, and I accuse your children's children. Cross to the coast of Cyprus and look. Send to Keter and examine with care. See if there has ever been such a thing. Has a nation changed its gods, even though they are no gods? But my people have changed their glory for something that does not profit. Be appalled, O heavens, at this. Be shocked. Be utterly desolate, says the Lord, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and dug out cisterns for themselves, cracked cisterns that can hold no water. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Today's psalm is Psalm 112. The antiphon is, "The righteous are merciful and full of compassion." Hallelujah! Happy are they who fear the Lord and have great delight in God's commandments.
Their descendants will be mighty in the land.
The generation of the upright will be blessed. The righteous are merciful and full of compassion. Wealth and riches will be in their house, and their righteousness will last forever.
Light shines in the darkness for the upright.
The righteous are merciful and full of compassion. It is good for them to be generous in lending and to manage their affairs with justice.
They will never be shaken.
The righteous will be kept in everlasting remembrance. The righteous are merciful and full of compassion. They will not be afraid of any evil rumors. Their heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord.
Their heart is established and will not shrink until they see their desire upon their enemies.
They have given freely to the poor, and their righteousness stands fast forever. They will hold up their head with honor.
The wicked will see it and be angry.
They will gnash their teeth and pine away. The desires of the wicked will perish.
The righteous are merciful and full of compassion.
Today's second reading is from Hebrews, starting chapter 13, various verses. The conclusion of the letter to the Hebrews contains suggestions for the conduct of a holy life, all of which are shaped by God's love toward us in Jesus Christ. Let mutual love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing that, some have entertained angels without knowing it. Remember those who are in prison, as though you were in prison with them, those who are being tortured, as though you yourselves were being tortured. Let marriage be held in honor by all, and let the marriage bed be kept undefiled, for God will judge fornicators and adulterers. Keep your lives free from the love of money, and be content with what you have, for he has said, "I will never leave you or forsake you." So we can say with confidence, "The Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can anyone do to me?" Remember your leaders, those who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Through him, then, let us continually offer a sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of lips that confess his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God. Please rise as you are able. And let us speak together the gospel acclamation. Alleluia. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. Alleluia. Our gospel today is from St. Luke, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. When he noticed how the guests chose the places of honor, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, give this person your place, and then in disgrace, you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say to you, friend, move up higher. Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. He said also to the one who had invited him, when you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. The Gospel of our Lord. You may be seated. Hopefully my voice starts coming a little better today. It's a little raspy. So I don't know about you, but I am always relieved when there is a place card at a wedding reception, so I don't have to figure out where to sit or who to sit with. Finding a place to be is always an anxious situation for me, always has been. That was a daily occurrence in high school and a source of stress for me. I was never that sure of myself that I knew that I was accepted, so I did not ever try to sit with the really popular kids in the lunchroom. I just knew that I just didn't fit in there. For any event, that's sort of a stress factor for me. Even my cousin's retirement gathering last Sunday. At least it was outside at a park, so I wasn't as anxious when I arrived there as I was ahead of time, worrying a little bit about COVID. Fortunately, some of my other cousins and my aunt were there, so that took care of where to sit. They motioned me over right away. I wondered about the others that were there from his place of work and how they chose their places to sit after I read this passage earlier this week. They mostly seemed to know each other, so I suppose this somewhat solved where to sit for them by where the first in their particular group happened to sit. There seemed to be no discernible places of honor at this gathering to worry about. Their relationships with each other seemed all a little bit different, but they seemed to all could relate to each other on some basic plane. We have all had various events where we have had to do what Jesus speaks to us about in our gospel. What Jesus tells us about is almost like a piece of wisdom from Proverbs. Perhaps, in fact, Jesus is the one who inspired that book of the Bible for us to provide for us to have a pleasant life. Jesus is, of course, trying to get at more than just give us a lesson about seating etiquette. This passage really opens up a whole picture for us as we listen well to Jesus. There are places in life where we all have our informally assigned seats, not perfectly identified, but most of the others who will attend with us know where it is that we will be sitting. I expect that right now, you in fact are sitting in the seat that you normally choose to sit in here. Of course, so am I. So we sort of have a decorum here in terms of our seating places. when there are visitors who might join us for some special service. This, of course, can get all jumbled up, and we might find ourselves in a seat that we're not quite used to. Mine's pretty safe, unless I have someone else come up and preach for me. My old place of work experimented with what is termed open seating, where there were no assigned seats. But what soon happened is that informally, there were seats that people just chose to sit in. For the managers, we thought it was particularly important for us to try to sit in about the same place every day, or nearly so, so that we would be easily findable by those that worked for us and needed something from us. If all of a sudden there were a bunch of visitors in the area that decided to come and sit down in our zone, the seats that were typically used by someone would often get taken, and this would really upset the whole arrangement. The people in the story thought that they knew their place in life, which related to their place at the table at any dinner gathering. This put them, as Jesus tells them, that they were in an awkward position of potentially being told that there was a more important person that deserved the seat that they were sitting in. They were not given a different seat, which became their problem. Jesus teaches us that if we have humility and we select perhaps the most undesirable seat, that we may get told that, oh, we deserve a better place, and get moved to that place. There are a lot of different seats in life that we may take for various functions and reasons. Jesus tells us to take those seats in humility. Now, I'm not sure if I have ever taken a seat and had a host move me to a higher up place. I honestly don't go to very many high class functions, but I certainly have had some people ask me if I could join them at a table. Among those seats of life that are taken, some are not necessarily deserved by those who take their place. Putin right now has put himself in a particular seat where he thinks he can demand whatever he wants and it gets done. This is affecting a lot of people, many of whom never had a chance to say if they actually want him to have some sort of authority over them. I think many of us would say that he does not deserve this seat of power to do what he has done in this world. This certainly has affected his place at any table that is set for the exchange of world issues and any respect for what he might say. There are others that he would not accept sitting next to at any gathering. And for many of those, the feeling may very well be mutual. In the politics of the world, there are choices like that, which our leaders are not able to make. They're required by us to go sit with someone and try to change their perspective on the world. If people would all accept that Jesus is the one really in charge of all, he might require that all these gathered people would really listen to his words of life for all people. That is the concern for Jesus, that not just some of the people get to sit at the table, but that all people have a place. When we are all reconciled to each other in humility, we see each other the way God sees us, as all children of God who has created us. The writer of Hebrews got the message from Jesus pretty loud and clear, as those who hear it hear words of hospitality that we all need. The thought that some have perhaps taken care of angels who are thought to be ordinary people is a really interesting thought for us. Can we imagine the person sitting on the street corner begging for money? Might be an angel in disguise watching to see how we respond to them? I'm certainly not perfect in this. In fact, I need to replenish my $5 bills that I've tried to keep in the console of my car for this purpose. But when I see someone begging for money, I try not to judge them if they are really people that are in need or not. I've taught myself to try to let that go and hand them a five no matter what. This is one way that we can invite the poor or lame to our table with us when we share with them from what we have. This is what Jesus is trying to teach to us this day, that at his banquet table, all people are invited in. No one's excluded for any reason. Jesus wants us and those in the story to open up to considering that all the people in the world are to be a part of the kingdom. We don't get to pick. We just need to be happy with our own place at his table and humbly share that with others. At the banquet feast of eternity, there will no longer be any social hierarchy that we are used to. That will have all been left behind. We are asked by Jesus to start that thought now in how our society exists, hard as that may be to accomplish. The people of Jeremiah's time were pretty fully entrenched in their social hierarchy, and they also decided to really not fully accept God. They also were accepting the gods of the other people that were living among them from other lands, not willing to live as just the people of God. Their rejection was more in the accepting that some of the other gods might be powerful enough to help them in some situations. We know that there are many people in our own time that lift up other gods in their lives, their stock holdings, their media heroes, whatever it is that they are more dedicated to than hearing God's words. We pray for them to turn back to God, and we tell them what God has done for us. We tell them that there is a place at the table for them, that everyone is equally accepted at God's table, and God really wants them to be there. We humbly seek and receive the love of God, inviting us to have God present at our various tables. We pray that God will always be with us as we join with all others to us in humility. We witness God's love for all people as we all get invited to sit with each other at the table. The righteous will be kept in God's everlasting remembrance. Amen.
With his word and name.
Please rise as you are able. Let us affirm our faith together in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven, is seated at the right hand of the Father, and will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let us pray. Trusting in God's extraordinary love, let us come near to the Holy One in prayer.
For the church and its leaders, we pray. Uphold all deacons, pastors, and bishops who serve and teach your people. Awaken in your church a spirit of invitation that reaches ever outward. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
For the well-being of creation and inhabitants, we pray. Stir in us reverent awe for the beauty of the natural world. For oceans and lakes, rivers and streams, forests and deserts, especially Lake Huron, the St. Clair River, and the Black River. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
For the nations and peoples of the world, we pray. Sustain the efforts of those who pursue justice and equity for all. Defend and accompany all immigrants and refugees, and all who are persecuted for their ethnic origin or religious beliefs. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
For all who suffer in body, mind, or spirit, we pray. Be present with those who live in isolation or fear, especially those who are incarcerated or detained. Comfort all who are sick or grieving. Today, we remember in our prayers Bonnie Boland, Don Chittister, Deb Cook, Pastor Don Dorsbacher, Sarah Mayer Flatt, Randy Flatt, Rodney Kamer, Peter Kreiner, Beverly O'Connor, Sherry Mosierak, William Price, Harper Showmaker, Pastors Joyce and Ken Stabe and their son Mason, the Talent family, the family of Ray Shinosky, the family of Lavina Codette, and the family of Adam Abrams. Also those serving to protect our nation, both at home and overseas, that they may return home safely. Merciful God,
it's our prayer.
For this congregation and its ministries, we pray. Prepare children, teachers, and youth ministry directors for a new year of learning. Embolden our witness to invite others to the table. Merciful God,
receive our prayer.
For all the saints who confess God's name, we give thanks. May we cling to the promise of our risen Savior, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Merciful God,
receive our prayer. Receive the prayers of your children, merciful God, and hold us forever in your steadfast love. Through Jesus Christ, our holy wisdom.
Amen.
You may be seated for the offertory hymn.
Thank you for your continued support to the Christian ministry of our Savior Lutheran. We have a few announcements today. Following worship service today, a special congregational meeting will take place to vote on Pastor Charlie's call to our Savior Lutheran Church. At 12:30 this afternoon, there will be a combined church picnic. Will be held with St. Paul and St. Martin. This is a potluck meal with side dishes. Meat will be provided. And there's flyers on the back table with more information. September 11th, we're going to be doing a very first coffee hour in a long time. It will be themed God's Work, Our Hands. It's a fellowship coffee hour following our 11 or 10 a.m. service. And care packages will be put together for the Lutheran World Relief Agency. Each package will be a personal care kit, and we will be taking up donations for lightweight bath-size towels, bath-size bars of soap, adult-size toothbrush in its original packaging, or you could open a multi-pack and put it in a sealed envelope. There's more information on the back with a list of all the items we will be putting together. We have a sign-up sheet available for anyone interested in attending Bible study with Pastor Charlie beginning on Wednesday, September 14th at 10 a.m. And there's also a sign-up sheet in the narthex for fellowship coffee hour for that September 11th. God of abundance, you have set before us a plentiful harvest. As we feast on your goodness, strengthen us to labor in your field, and equip us to bear fruit for the good of all. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Please rise as you are able. Let us join each other with confidence in the words that our Savior gave us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now may the God of peace, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit bless you, comfort you, and show you the path of life this day and always. Amen. You may be seated for our sending hymn, which is Day by Day.
Thank you. better than blessed. Praise the Lord. I'm blessed, better than blessed. Praise the Lord. I may not have houses and wealth. I may not have all my strength and health, but I'm blessed, better than blessed. Praise the Lord. Many times I've had to learn my lesson, for I did not appreciate my blessings. I complained that I had no shoes. Sunshine. Though this is a rough and rocky road I'm on, I know it'll take my poor soul on home. And I know I'm blessed, oh, better than blessed. Thank you, Lord. I've got God the Father above me. And I've got His Son, Jesus Christ, walking beside me. You see, I've got the Holy Spirit within me, and I've got all of God's angels all around me, and I know I'm blessed, better than blessed. Thank you, Lord. I'm blessed.